Hey.
I spoke to Petralia on the phone. Just talked to him.
Oh, what's this? Oh, him specifically?
Yeah, he can't believe it. He was like standing right there when I called.
Oh my God, beautiful.
Yeah, he goes, Mike. He goes, tell me everything. So I gave him everything. He was like, I have your MRI in front of me. He goes, I actually remember you. You almost bought a house next to me. I go, yeah, that's exactly right.
Where?
It was in Mendon. It was a house that I was for sale. We never went and went to go look at
Okay.
because you didn't like the way it looked from the outside.
Okay.
But it was something I shared with him 6 months ago.
Yeah.
He is not concerned. He has said, I the what I what the nurse portrayed to him and what I'm portraying to him right now is not of surgery concerning. He said, you know, with a herniation like that, you could be looking at a movement, a this, that, the next thing. He goes, you got to remember what I told you before. We treat pain. You are not in pain. You are numbness
So
is.
it is what you thought.
Yes, numbness. He said numbness is a part of this. Numbness is a part of healing. It's a part of getting better. It's a part of getting worse. He goes, I can't specifically tell you what's going to happen. He goes, but currently, right now, the risk of having a second microdiscectomy and having slight to okay numbness in your foot, the numbness thing that you're going through right now far outweighs you saying, let's go through a second microdiscectomy. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said, yeah, I get it.
Wait. So if I want to understand, though, he's saying like the numbness is preferable to
Yes,
going to another
yes,
surgery.
yes. The chance of the numbness resolving on its own far outweighs the risk of having a second microdiscectomy.
Can I just stop you to say I cannot imagine that he probably reamed that nurse out yesterday?
Yeah, I can imagine, right. Right. And also, he just said, like, you know, as a surgeon, it's my duty to you to tell you that surgery is the last course of events. When you had your microdiscectomy, he goes, I imagine that you were in an unbearable amount of pain. I said, yes, that's correct. He goes, well, until you get there, we will not do surgery. Do everything you can to get better on your own. I said, I
I
appreciate
feel like
that.
I do appreciate that, but I think the other thing that like kind of is irritating is like, so I have to, you have to, and I have to experience you writhing on the floor before surgery is considered. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Is there no medium?
Right, yeah, I get it. Yeah, makes sense. Right.
You
Yeah,
know?
I don't know. Yeah, I get it.
Anyways, it doesn't matter because he's saying the numbness is not to be concerned. It's potentially good.
Yeah, it could potentially just be a flare-up, and you know, you're gonna get it to go back down. I have no idea. He said, but right now, he said, continue doing everything that you're doing, and let's see how, you know. I'm calling you again. I'm calling him after 4 days, right? I mean, it's been 1 week since Thanksgiving. It started on Sunday.
And you were doing a lot for Thanksgiving.
Let's see what happens in a week from now. I get where he's coming from, right? Which is like you have a level 4 to 5 numbness. You don't have drop foot. You're not peeing your pants. Like
Right.
it could be any. It could just be a little shift. The body could absorb that in itself and repair itself over the next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then I'm back to doing okay again for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I get what he's saying. I kind of appreciate what he's saying.
No, I totally appreciate what he's saying too. I think again it goes back to like the thing that we were talking about where it's just like the recommendations are not like across the board. It's so confusing sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but yeah, no, I mean I think that's, you want to hear it from the surgeon, right? Like
Right.
at the end of the day, that's what you're gonna trust.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So.
Well, thanks for keeping me updated. So, does he want to see you?
No. He said no need to be seen right now.
Okay.
He said if it, you know, but he did, he, you know, he wasn't like dismissive. He was like, listen, you know, if a week from now you can't lift your leg, call me back.
Right. He's basically like, I think this is a bump, but I don't think it's headed in the wrong direction. But if that changes, let me know.
Yeah, it's a pothole, not a sinkhole. If it becomes a sinkhole, call me as soon as possible.
Yeah, okay. I mean, good to know, right? Like, I don't know, I would rather, I think, hearing from him, you got to take, even like NPs, I'm sorry to say it, but you got to take everything they say with a grain of salt and just, like, look to him for the answers.
Yeah.
Because that was very different verbiage than what you got yesterday.
Yeah, same. That's what I thought, so. All right.
My toothbrush just died.
No.
I know, I'm so bummed. I thought it was just dead last night. I was like, oh, bummer, I wasn't charging it. And so I just texted my mom to see if her offices have any that I can buy off of, like, the wholesale price, because they are
$300. 279.
All right, baby, love you.
I love you. Have a great day.
You too, love. Bye.
Bye.